Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Democrats and Republicans are strenuously urging President Trump to move ahead with approval for a massive spending bill that provides critical economic pandemic relief and keeps the government running beyond midnight Monday. But as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, there's been no movement by the president on the $2.3 trillion spending package.
President Trump renewed his demand this weekend that the one-time stimulus checks to be sent to most Americans be increased to $2,000. On Twitter, he called the current $600 direct payment measly, while also pushing his unfounded claims about election fraud. The $900 billion-plus coronavirus aid bill that Trump's Treasury Secretary helped negotiate is attached to a larger government spending package. Congress passed the measure last week after months of deadlock. But the president now says it does not go far enough, and if he continues to refuse to sign the bill, those extra jobless benefits for some 14 million Americans hang in the balance, the government could partially shut down tomorrow night, and a federal moratorium on evictions would end later this week. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
A source in Nashville's city administration close to the investigation tells NPR that they suspect the Christmas morning explosion in Nashville was caused by a suicide bomber. The source could not be identified because they were not authorized to speak on behalf of the investigation. The blast came from an RV that was parked outside of an AT&T building. Nashville Fire Chief William Swan says aggressive efforts are underway to address communications problems related to the explosion.
There will be times where we will lose communication because they are trying to restore the fourth floor. At the fourth floor, that will get our critical infrastructure back into play. And that's internet, along with landlines and our 911 system.
AT&T says mobile service has been restored now to many areas that were affected. The December holidays have come and gone, and retailers are tallying the take in one of the most extraordinary shopping years in modern history. As NPR's Dave Mistich tells us, the news is mixed.
Early figures from the National Retail Federation show retail sales increased a modest 3% during a longer but somewhat restricted holiday shopping season this year. However, the increase fell short of predictions, which had expected sales to rise between 3.6 and 5.2% this year compared to 2019. As expected, online shopping boosted much of this year's holiday spending. Trends influenced by the ongoing pandemic benefited companies like Amazon and big box stores such as Target and Walmart, which already had robust online sales operations and have remained open throughout the pandemic. Other retailers, though, including smaller shops, clothing apparel, and department stores, saw a downturn in sales compared to last year. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
This is NPR. Across the European Union, healthcare workers and the elderly have begun the process of getting their first doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The coordinated rollout is designed to message that the vaccine is safe. Japan will temporarily close its borders to non-resident foreign nationals in an effort to keep out a new strain of the virus. Several cases of the new variant already have been confirmed in Japan. China is upholding a 4-year prison sentence for a prominent human rights lawyer, one of hundreds arrested there in recent years. NPR's Emily Fang reports that Beijing often sentences activists over the holidays to avoid international scrutiny.
Yu Wenxin was first secretly tried in a closed court this June. He was found guilty of incitement to subvert state power because he wrote an open letter criticizing China's ruling Communist Party and asking for political reform. On December 13th, an appeals court upheld Yu's 4-year prison sentence. But Yu's wife was unable to attend the trial and was only informed of the sentencing on Christmas Day. She says she will appeal the decision. Emily Fang, NPR News, Yunnan, China.
The London Sunday Times is reporting that the head of drug maker AstraZeneca says researchers are confident their vaccine should remain effective against a new variant of the coronavirus. The variant has been spreading rapidly in Britain and led to serious so-called Tier 4 restrictions. Stores have been closed, gatherings extremely limited. UK authorities are expected to approve this latest vaccine this week. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.